8-16 southbound 5th and Davis.
Hi, 8-16, how can I help?
Okay, I've got a mobility device on board, and it has no power, and somebody pushed it on board, and then they just got off. And I'm not quite sure. I'm going to have to help this guy get off the bus, push this wheel, big mobility device.
Okay. So I'm not sure if you know, but that's not allowed. So never let somebody push somebody on your bus. If they're trying to do that, call us right away. You are not required to push him off the bus. Do we know where he's going?
Yeah, he's going up to the VA. I was not aware that there was no power until they were fully on board. The guy was behind him, and it was like they were pretending. He was pretending to use the controls, but the guy behind him was actually pushing. I guess I should have paid a little bit more attention, but once they got on board, then is when they told me that they had no power.
All right, yeah, I see. Yeah, so when you get up to the hospital, wherever a stop is, I can call fire if you're not comfortable with getting him off, or try to have a supervisor meet you up there.
It shouldn't be a big deal. My biggest concern is, so we're going to push him off the bus, and then he's going to be sitting at the side. Chances are we're going to be up there again getting him. Because he told me he's going to the VA. And I know that he's had problems with going to the VA and getting kicked out of there.
Yeah, well, we won't have to deal with him again if his mobility device is not charged. So, once you drop him, you know, I just want to make sure you're clear. You do not need to push him off the bus. I can get fire up there to do that. And once he's off, we'll get a clear description, and we'll tell people not to board him because he doesn't have power.
Yep, copy that.
All right, so you let me know if somebody's going to help him off or if you want me to call fire once you get up there to his stop. And, I will get somebody on their way to help.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you. At 9:58.